Do you ever struggle with anxiety? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I never pictured myself as an anxious person until over the last year or so. I realized that so much of my life was built on fear. I thought I just preferred not to do or participate in certain things, but I think a lot of it was because I knew what I could control. I liked what I could predict. And so today's Devo hit really home for me. And just like today's author, I've been working on my own ways to handle anxiety and fear, not just as a person, but what does it look like as a Christian? Anxiety is very common, so whether you struggle with it or someone you know does, I encourage you to pay attention to today's Devo. It's called My Daily Habits for Dealing with Anxiety by Emily Acker. I struggle with anxiety every day. It's not because I don't know that God loves me and that He'll take care of me. I do know this, but it's simply something that I deal with. Maybe you struggle with anxiety too. There are some daily habits I've taken on that seem to help me live with a little more peace. These are not a cure, but they help me feel calmer and more easily able to trust God. I pray and read my Bible at the start of every day. This helps me get my focus where it should be, and it allows me time to cast my anxiety on God. I move my body in some way in the morning. Sometimes I follow videos that I find online to slowly stretch and breathe. And lately, I've started playing worship music while doing heel raises and squats too. I try to go for a daily walk. This gives me a chance to move my body again, be in nature, and enjoy being alone with God. I usually feel the least anxious while walking. I know that not getting enough sleep affects my mind and how I feel, so I take time to rest when I can, especially if I'm feeling extra tired or extra anxious. God loves us, and He will take care of us. He has us in His hand. I found it's easiest for me to believe all that when I'm taking care of my body and getting the rest I need. May you find relief in the midst of your anxiety, maybe even by taking on some of the habits that I have. And may you experience the love of Jesus, who is always with you. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Have you discovered any habits that help you feel peaceful? We live in a world that's full of stressors and anxiety. Thankfully, Jesus understands how we feel, and He promises that anxiety will be gone forever when He returns. And in the meantime, He promises to always be with us. How could it be helpful to remember that whenever we feel anxious, Jesus is right here with us? As you and I can read in John 14:27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Psalm 73, verses 23 through 26, and 1 Peter 5:7 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. God wants to help us in a lot of ways, including prayer and scripture and the care and expertise of other people. When you find yourself feeling worried or anxious, who is a trusted adult you could talk to? If you need someone to talk to, but you're not really sure who, I encourage you to head over to unlocked.org/counseling and check out our resources. Also, I encourage you to join us for tomorrow's Devo called Flames of Hope with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.